Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
He's taking a shit in the corner, diarrhea all over the lobby. So now they're like, oh my God, he's pooping everywhere. The lobby is just...
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. We are the only people in America right now, welcome to the Calm Down podcast, ladies and gentlemen, that aren't wearing hot pink.
Mm-hmm. Our entire and have not seen Barbie.
Country is obsessed with hot pink right now. I kind of love it.
I love it too. And Ryan can't join us on this week's podcast for Ryan's reactions because we're taping it at a different time. And as we all do, we have different jobs. But I can't wait to get Ryan's reaction next week on going to see the movie. Can we all flash back to our sweet producer, Ryan, saying, why did they make this movie? Cut to the pandemonium that is this country and ever scrolling on Instagram. These girls, adults, these women having Barbie parties and dressing in pink. Am I missing something? Maybe I need to do it. Who knew?
It's adorable.
Anyways,
good for them.
It's so adorable. And I already loved Margot Robbie. I love her even more now. And the outfits, who's her stylist on these press tours? Because she could not be cuter.
Nailing it. How was your week? Because I feel like I barely spoke to you.
You were
working.
I was working. I was working on a fun little project that I'm excited. Hopefully, let's all say a prayer. Say a little prayer for you. Ever and ever. You'll stay in my heart and I will love you. Auto-tune that. It was good. I hope it comes to fruition. But as we know, you know, in the world, we work on different things and see what happens. So it was fun. Kind of intersects like all aspects of my life. So
I love it.
That is something that we can talk about at a later date.
But it's going to be great.
Thank you. Love you. It was good. It was busy. And I am officially on vacation. It is what? July?
Oh my
July
gosh.
July 24th. And after we tape this podcast today, I have 5 days, 5 straight days where I have no responsibilities and I
Great.
Could not be more excited. In fact, my sweet Steve has already had a chat with me about how we're going to approach the next 5 days because the last few times we've tried to have a vacation, I got robbed, I got COVID. Something inevitably always pops up. So he said, he sat me down last night and he goes, so for over the next 5 days, no matter what happens, it's going to be okay. He goes, if the house catches on fire, if he goes, unless it has to do with Willis or like our family or friends, if anything else happens, we're just going to say, it's okay and keep going. And I go,
we're on vacation.
Exactly. So I needed a little pep talk because that's the part that, and I know you, this happens with you all the time too, because we have so many different things going on, like everybody. But I don't know how to also say, no, or like not respond to that email right away, or not respond to that text message. And then I feel like I'm getting behind, or I feel like I'm not staying on top of things. But this idea in this world that we live in with this immediate response and this immediate reaction, like, it's cool. I don't know. I've never done the thing on my email where it says like, out of the office for the next 5 days.
I know.
I feel like everyone else does. This insurance lady, if she's listening, she's been out of the office the whole time. I can't file this claim. I'm never going to get anything back because every time I turn around, I'm getting the out of office reply from this broad. So I'm like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my notifications on silent and I'm going to put my email on That's vacation. Awesome. And not feel bad about it.
I didn't even do it after we had a kid. I mean, which is hilarious, you know? There's some freaking officials I were watching that like took maternity leave when he didn't even have the baby. Like, and you know, we had freaking boxes stuck in and ships stuck in ports. But, you know, let's take a paternity leave. All right. Anywho, that is... I don't know where what you're doing or where you're going. Don't say it on here because let's be safe.
Exactly.
We will find out next week. But
there's
I'll call
nothing
you
left
after
to take in this house if you rob me. Okay, everything's gone. Go to the neighbors.
Go to the neighbors.
Actually, don't. They're sweet.
So that's a really great segue to talking about being on your phone even when it's your vacation. We're gonna do some of our headlines right now. Are you guilty of fubbing? You won't be during your vacation right now. But this was an article where. Are you guilty of fubbing, regularly snubbing your partner to look at your phone, which could cost your marriage? Study warns. I'm coughing. Excuse me.
Nothing to cough about.
No, nothing to sneeze at. We are guilty of it. And I don't try to get mad at Jared and I don't get mad at myself, but sometimes it's like, okay, we need to put our phone down. Let's put our phone down and nothing is this important. Yeah. Nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it is. And like you said, you're trying to keep up with social media. You're trying to keep up with your emails. Mm-hmm. You're trying to keep up with your account for house and home. It's really hard, but it's something you have to pay attention to with your relationship.
So there is an area, again, a new segment called Sweet Steve and all the things that he does. There is an area upstairs when you walk up my stairs, that landing area where there's like the coffee table and the chairs. Steve has labeled it the no phone zone. So we have to go in there once a day and you're not allowed to bring your phone and you have to sit and you have to talk and you have to catch up on things because the fact like that we live in this world where we're attached to our phones, which I really try to be cognizant of and not do, but it is what it, because the second you put your phone down, then you go back to it and there's 10 things you miss. And
totally.
Of course, you're like, things that need to be responded to immediately. Anyways, so I'm trying to be really good about that. Additionally, I also feel like when you do this, and I have gotten so mad at you for this, sister, when you will text me, can you talk? Or you'll text me something and you'll say like, need to talk to you or like say something. And then I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? And then you won't respond for so long. And I'm like freaking out. And I'm like, here's a PSA. If you text your girlfriend, your husband, whatever, can you talk? Make sure you say all good or like, it's okay. Because then I lose my mind. And then you call me back hours later and you're like, oh, nothing. I just wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah,
it was fine. And I'm like, meanwhile, I've been like calling your mom, your sister, making sure that like sending out an Amber Alert for you. So I don't know. Phones are a blessing and a curse. But when it comes to relationships, 1000%, you have to put them down. You know what else I noticed?
Put them down.
I noticed my dogs look at me. Like if I'm on my phone, like
I
look up and like, they're probably like, bitch, can you put that thing down? And I'm like, okay, sorry. So I try to be aware of that. It's not
you know, when
partners,
we really try to take advantage of, speaking of dogs, when we try to take advantage of no phones is on our walk with our dog. It's like a great time to kind of check in. It's a great time to talk about stuff. I give my husband a lot of credit. Yesterday, we were trying to take an OG minute with the OG child so he doesn't feel left out. But,
so cute.
Meaning
Explain
Howard,
that with it.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about it on the pregame.
Mm-hmm. On our pregame, people were asking how Howard was doing with the baby. Not great. He's not aggressive. He's just not interested. He's annoyed. He's depressed. So we try to give him his OG time where it's just the three of us. And we're like, it's the OGs. but yeah, and yesterday when we were driving up to go have a little OG time, Jared's like, are you good, babe? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? I said, I'm kind of hungry. He's like, no, just with me, like with life right now and stuff like that. Aww. So that's really important
that's so
to
sweet.
Do. But I need to make more of an effort with my phone, especially now that I saw a meme on Instagram when I probably should put my phone down that there's 7 more Sundays left until we go back to work. So it's like, put
Say
the phone
again.
Down. We have 7. Well, now we have 6. We have 6 Sundays left before we go to work.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Apparently, I don't have calendars in my house. When you say it like that.
I know.
Oh my.
I know. Boys are in camp now.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, I don't know. We're already going back. Yeah. Oh my God. That is such a rude awakening.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'm extending the vacation. It's 7 days. I'm out of office.
Great.
Change the response. Yowzas.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Jesus, that was a real rude awakening.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's great. I'm excited. Here's the thing. We love our jobs. Love our jobs. But I this summer has went by so fast, and I can't imagine how you feel. You had a child. Hey, mm-hmm. How was your off season? Had a baby. Like, probably went by real fast for you. Okay, one of our other headlines that I love, because I love talking about relationships, good, bad, or indifferent. Kim Kardashian, are you up to date on?
No. I got to get up to date on it.
I am. I wasn't a big Kardashian watcher. Like when they were like the last few years, I felt like I was just like on Hulu. I don't know why. I'm like always like up to date on it. And I'm like into their storylines and ask me any questions about that.
You didn't know we had 6 Sundays left, but you're up to date on the Kardashians. You know,
it's balance. Why not?
Right.
I jumped into the Pete Davidson relationship to, quote, run from the Kanye West drama. I definitely jumped into another relationship so fast. It got my mind away from stuff, and that's not a way to run from things. Kim told her younger sisters that it's better. Completely relatable. Yep. I have 1,000% gotten into rebound relationships because I wanted the distraction. I didn't want to have to face my own reality or be sad or anything. So yeah. I have been very guilty of jumping right into something else after I get out of a relationship. And that's also because I like being in a relationship. I hate dating. I hate it. And I think that I, in the past, this is the only relationship that I haven't felt like I like tried to make it something that it's not. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh no, I'm so happy. Can't you tell? And you're like, bitch, you ain't happy. I know you. Uh-huh. Right. So it's definitely something that I've done. Have you ever done that?
No, because I always have a hard time faking it with somebody. And so I've tried it, like done stupid. I mean, I'll say it, hookups just when you are trying to get out of a relationship. And it was like, why did I do that?
I know.
But nothing that was like long-term or like
caused a commotion like Pete Davidson. But I agree. I actually really do like watching the show. I can't relate to them in any way, but business goals. I mean, when you hear that Skims is worth $4 billion, you're like, okay, where? But yeah, I just,
you're doing great.
I love you. You're doing great, sweetie. I'm always amazed how they don't get any of their makeup on their furniture. Their furniture is so light. How do they not get any makeup? And Kim has no furniture. I mean, why are you sitting down?
She's not getting any on the furniture because there is no furniture.
She can't.
I have so many questions about... I also need to know where they get their beds. This is what I'm looking at in the background. I'm looking at their massive... Yeah, because they're obviously custom. But like, who's making that bed? And then the custom sheets that you're obviously making to fit this mattress. That is like a triple size bed. And I need to know Courtney's... what's her name? Chloe's affinity with pink. I don't know what the pink lights that she's got in her room. I have questions about all the things. I think I just like them because there's a little bit like if you relate to one of the characters at different points in your life. And I don't have that relationship with my sister, right? Mm-hmm. Like my sister and I are very different and like in the best way, but like I moved out when I was 18. She was 5 years older than I was. Mm-hmm. So like, we just were at different, when she was in high school, I was in junior high and she like couldn't be bothered with me. Like we just were never that close in that way. So I think when I watch them, I feel like I have that relationship with you, like as a sister kind of a thing. And I'm like envious that they all like live in 5 minutes of each other because my family's not here. And I know your family's not there either, which Kendra is, but.
I will say this from watching that show, Kendall is beautiful.
Yeah.
She is stunning.
I know. Supermodel that she is.
Okay, get this one. We're talking about Howie. We're talking about Howie being stressed out. But dogs can smell when we're stressed out. A new study shows. I didn't realize this was a new study. I mean, I had trainers that worked with Howie and so forth, and they were like, he can feel your energy. He can vibe off your energy. Apparently, newborns can do the same thing. My nanny has talked to me quite a bit about that. We had our first, and not to take this away from dogs, but dogs can detect extreme emotions by smell. Oh, I didn't realize it was smell. I thought they could sense like your heart going fast because they could just like feel you. But acute stress changes the compounds found in human sweat and breath. Ew. Research has shown for the new experiment, four dogs are, anyways, they know when you're stressed. I didn't know that was a new study.
They know when you're sad. I'm not a scientist. I'll just go ahead and reread it, which is always so funny to me. By the way, and this not taking anything away from this particular study, but don't you just love the studies? Who are these people that are out there studying? Yeah. I'm like, I could have told you that. Okay. Are you, what's happening here? And again, I don't have a degree. It's just called common sense. Dogs, when I've been sad, this world and this house has been chaotic on too many occasions, and Daisy would hide in a bathroom. She would do different things because she wanted to feel safe and doesn't like chaos. They know when the house is loving and safe and peaceful. And they know, like when I was crying yesterday because Steve showed me a video of this dog, this German Shepherd dog that had been on 250 Southwest flights. I'm going to send this to you. 250. Here's another headline. Was a veteran dog that helped veterans deal with PTSD. And so he would fly around and he had done 250 flights. And this was his last flight. A pilot got on the intercom and was like, we want to give a shout out to this dog and his owner for all the service that they do with veterans. And then he got diagnosed with cancer. So it was going to be his last flight. I'm bawling watching this video and looking at Daisy. And then Daisy like looked at me like, wait, you're crying. And I was like, no, but it's a good kind of cry. It's just like, they're so, we don't deserve them. We do not deserve animals. They are just the absolute best.
We even have I'm a lot more animated in my relationship with Jared than he is. I'm more animated than a lot of people, but like I'll come upstairs. Just having like either a phone call with like a stupid, like somebody, you know, that I'm just not vibing with or a dumb comment or like a problem with wear or a problem with, you know, an assistant that can't take it. Not my current, you know what I mean? And so I'm explaining it to Jared and I'm like this and Howie's panicking. He's jumping up on us and we're like, we're not fighting, honey. We're not fighting. We're good. Everything's good. And Jared's like, tell him we're not fighting. And I'm like, I don't need to tell him we're not fighting. But like he can sense if like I'm just getting wacko or chaotic. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, you know?
I know. They're so sweet. I just love them so much. Okay. I love these headlines, by the way. And which reminds me, if you guys see any headlines that you think that we would love, please send them over. Okay. Aaron and I have talked about this ad nauseum. The tipping situation. So I lose my mind. Look, waitress, bartender. My mom was a waitress. Like, I love the service industry. I love tipping the 20%. If you want to work harder than that, I will tip you more than that. Yeah. But I'm not tipping over 18% if you don't deserve it. I don't. Wow. I feel like the tip is there for a reason. Okay. And I lose my mind on the tips already included and that additional line. So now I have to give more. And now I'm
They're
the asshole.
Trying to get ya.
Trying to get me. So I've went on this rant before about tipping. So here's, you'll like this. Aaron's an over tipper, which it speaks to her generosity, but DoorDash customer slams his delivery driver for complaining that his 30%, folks, tip was not enough because he judged him for having a nice house. People are greedy. DoorDash customer puts his delivery driver on blast for saying that his 30% tip, a $15 order, was not enough based on his nice house.
You like dick.
What are we talking about? He gave you 30%. And how about like the audacity, I'll say it, the audacity to like that when you order something off a delivery service and they already set the tip like to what they think it should be. And I'm like, wait a minute, I just ordered a sugarfish order that is $120 and now I'm tipping you $40 on a sushi delivery because it's based on the amount of the bill. No, I'm sorry, you're not getting $40 on my $120 sushi, which is still stupid that I'm paying that much for a delivery service and I should just get my ass in the car and go pick it up. So it's $80. But the point is, that is crazy town. And do not judge people because of their house one way or the other.
No.
Be grateful.
Grateful. I have a headline that has happened to me where I am being judged. This is the second time it has happened at a certain event. We roll up and listen, I understand. I am not dressing to the nines like a lot of people at this certain event where they've been planning their outfit for, you know, months to come to this thing. I understand my husband may not look like you want us to look. Anyways, I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
This is the second time that this has happened at a particular event, and it has nothing to do with the event because it's one of my favorite things to go to. It's just the people. No, I'm not even going to say the people that go to it because the people that go to it and run it are awesome. But it just blows my mind that it's happened twice at this event. So we show up. And the one thing I will say about my husband is I really don't know anyone that doesn't like him. He's so fun. No. He's great to be around. He's so easygoing. And another thing, and I think a lot of athletes are like this. Jared always says, if you want to get into a sporting event or an event, grab your cup of coffee, grab your drink, and just like put your head down and walk in. Cause that's what the athletes
do. You've been there.
Yeah. And my man can get in anywhere. He just walks in. He all knows someone. He's great.
I'll tell you what it was. Interjection real quick.
Go.
When we're at the wedding for Hagen and Abby, Hagen wanted to invite you guys because, and mind you, has met Jared and you one time, but from the trip in, he was like, I wanted to invite them, but I thought they might think that's weird since I don't really know them. But like, I just really, really liked them. And Jared's so cool.
So cool.
Like, literally, if you don't like Jared and Aaron, like there's something wrong with you. Like Jared is the
mayor. I get it.
No, you just better knock that off right now. Okay. You knock it off.
But
anyways.
Awesome.
Go. Sorry.
Anyways, we roll into this event and we're very honored to go with the people that we go with the people that put it on, and they couldn't be nicer. So we walked in ahead of the people that invited us there and walked in an area that we thought our friends were a part of. Mm-hmm. It's where we went last year. Fine. Great. Yeah. I mean, we're not saying we run this. We're just so excited. And Jarrett loves going to this. The PBR. Yeah. Fine. I'll say this. I love the PBR. We're obsessed
fine,
with it.
I'll say it.
And, and we're very fortunate that we know the CEO and his wife, and they're lovely people. And I can't wait for you to come. You went to not the PBR, the real one. You came to the one put on by a local group in Montana. But this is the one, like, I'm so excited.
I tried to come back. It was like 7 connecting flights last year.
Yes.
And like, yeah, it's so great. I can't wait to come next year. Okay,
and
go ahead.
I'll do a little bit of advertising for them. We just started the new Amazon show, The Ride. They followed the PBR and we're so excited because we love the group. We love the riders. It's just so much fun.
I need to watch that.
I don't think people really understand how dangerous it is, what these guys, they put their lives on the line. Anyways, yeah, we adore this event. And again, we know Sean, we know Candace, they've been lovely to us. So we go, and Sean and Candace are entertaining all the people that they have there. Jared doesn't want to miss it. He likes the prayer part. He likes the anthem, all this stuff. And the prayer is like very emotional because they pray for everybody watching over the event, but they pray for these writers that basically could be dead in a minute. It's insane.
Yeah, they're risking their lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we go and like we leave our friends and we go to the area that we went last year. We were there for 2 seconds looking around in this one area. And this happened to us before when we went several years ago. We were stopped right away. Excuse me. Why are you in here being judged? Being judged, thinking we are judging.
Not Aaron Judge. She's not there.
No, Aaron too. Judge, I feel like, would let me in. And we were just like, oh, sorry. We're here with our friends. Well, who are your friends? And here's me wanting to go, the CEO of the PBR, he runs it. You heard of him? Well, we weren't part of this group. And the woman that told on us was standing. And granted, we were there for 2 seconds. We weren't going to drink your alcohol.
I was just going to say, what are you guys doing?
Around. Sorry.
Stealing the bowls?
Exactly.
What are you doing?
And so Jared's like, oh, no, it's all good. And like, I could see her standing behind this guy, you know, they're not supposed to be here and they can't drink out of our cooler of drinks.
Looking for their wristband, the appropriate wristband.
Because we didn't have, we pulled our name tags out. Yes. And I was like, sorry, we're with Sean. And they're like, Sean's up there. We're like, great. Love my party. My party is dope. Sorry, we're not part of this group.
Losers.
So anyways, I of course can't have to get the last word in. Jared's like, come on, let's go. And I look at her and I was like, thanks, police. Thank you. Have a great one. Well, we're right behind this group. This group couldn't have been nicer. People are turning around. Congratulations on your baby.
Oh, so
you, I knew that was you, but that one lady wouldn't look at me. The one that told right away, put her arm up. I kept saying, you know what? Better not see you on a football sideline because I'll get the real police out there and be like, excuse me, security. Like, I just don't understand. People get so uppity and it's like, we're not trying. My husband's a professional athlete. We're not trying to come steal your alcohol. We were just in the wrong place. But it is so Telly Tellersons.
Not the Miss Telly Tellersons. So not at a worried time about like this. It.
Got well, a little Christian Dior purse up in a little, you know, ball and like, anyways, I just was so annoyed.
Yeah. Well, mine's Tristan Dior and, you know, and it's fake. And I still want to be there. I mean, my God.
I don't know how I got on this tangent, but people that are going to tell on us for being in your, like, come on.
Nope. I know how you got, I went on this tangent. And it's a tangent that I empathize with because it's that idea. It's always the bouncer at the club thinks that they have this authority and you're like, hey, the owner invited me here. Rent a cop. Move it out of the way. Okay. Like, I don't need
you. It's like you and Delilah going
authority.
Up to talk to the DJ. And
exactly.
They only.
Okay. Exactly. We're at the Fox seminar. This is case in point. Aaron and I, look, we like to have a good time. We don't mean any harm. We just want to get in the mix. We want to get involved. But like, if you want us to pay the extra $20 for the VIP wristband, we'll pay the $20. We're not looking for a handout.
We'll pay $40.
But yeah, but like, my God, we don't need you to like act like we do not deserve to be here. You don't belong here. Like, oh my God. Okay, so whatever, the tangent at Delilah's was I was going up to the DJ booth because I wanted, this DJ was so great.
Amazing.
And I walked up on stage and I was like, hey, you're amazing. Can I hire you for this thing? Security comes and pulls me down. They're like, you can't be up here making requests. The only request I'm making is not for a song, although I would like to hear Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, the remix version. Kygo, are you involved? But I just want to hire this guy. So, I mean, it's like, I don't know. I could go on and on about this, but I'm sorry that that happened to you. And you know what?
Oh, what's God, this? We're fine.
No, not like that. But it just like, it also ruins the experience because I'm the same way as you. Hence
I'm
me
looking
getting
at
riled
her.
Up
I'm
right
looking
now.
At her the whole
now I'm
time.
Spending the whole night just fixated on how I'm going to get back at this broad. And you know what I need to do? Steve always encourages me to do this. I need one day where I only say positive things. I'm not allowed to say anything negative, even if I'm having the worst day ever. And I'm going to be like, kill her with kindness. Bye, security.
Well, so her friend kept coming up to me and was like, we're so happy for you. You're so beautiful. And I said, sorry about your friend. Your friend really got upset. And then I said to
I could
my
see
friend,
this. I could see.
Oh, yeah. And Jared's like, please, come on. And then I said to our friend who runs the show, I was like, please tell me that's the Jerry Jones of the PBR down there. Because, I mean, the way we were just treated for 5 seconds and my friend goes, I'm the Jerry Jones of the PBR. And I was like, you're the Robert Kraft of the PBR.
I'm Roger Goodell. Oh my God, stop. That's so good. It's true.
Anyways, but that's
the,
so
the problem is that you and I, and I'm sure that there's people listening that feel the same way. We're like, then you just fixate on something.
Yeah.
Sure.
Me.
Wait, where? I don't know where we were because that could just keep me going for hours.
Just be nice to people because you don't in the end know who they are. And like, here's the thing. We weren't causing you any harm. We weren't. Sorry. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge in the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so I want to open this up because I'm very curious to hear what our wonderful listeners think. So I like going back to dogs. Dogs are going to dominate a lot of this podcast. So Willis and Daisy, I need them to go to the groomers on the regular. I love my dogs, but I don't want my house to smell like a dog. I don't want to like have them in the car and it smell like there's hair everywhere. Okay,
right,
gross.
Like, I agree.
I wish in like my next life, these dogs didn't have hair and they were like the doodle or whatever, that like hypoallergenic that didn't shed, but they do. And I just need them to be clean at all times. So I go to the groomers. Daisy hates going. What dog really does like going? They're there. I get a call from the groomers. They're like, oh, it's going to be an additional $80 because for the de-shedding. Now, mind you, this is, they've already canceled on me the 2 weeks before because the girl that was supposed to clean them got sick. Okay, it happens. You don't have anyone else that can clean the dog. And I have to go to this one place because Daisy's been kicked out of the other place because she's too aggressive because she doesn't like getting cleaned. So she's bit someone at the cleaner place. So yeah. I've only got one place in town that I can go to. So now they've canceled the appointment. I have to wait. These dogs are even dirtier. And I'm getting a call that I have to pay $80 more. And I go, well, I wouldn't have had to pay $80 more for the de-shedding if you guys hadn't canceled on me 2 weeks ago. She goes, okay, let me talk to the owner. She puts me on hold. She gets back on hold. She goes, well, no, unfortunately, we can't give you the $80 off because that girl was sick. And so it's not our fault either. I go, but it's my fault now that the dogs have more hair.
So many rules.
So many rules. So now I'm paying $80 more. So now, you know, here we go. I'm going to pick up the dogs. They're finally done.
Where is she? Where is she?
I go, go ahead. I go, can I talk to the owner?
Here we go.
Right? It's like, can't well, fuck, let it go. You know, they can't let it go. Cannot let it go, Elsa. Nope. So she comes out and I was like, I need you to walk me through this. I was like, I'm paying and I come here regularly. Da-da-da. Mm-hmm. I need you to walk me through why I have to pay the $80 more. Why is it fair? So now we're already in it. So at this point, the other woman's brought the dogs out. I forgot the leashes in the car because all I'm fixated on is talking to Karen, the manager, right?
That's $40 more.
So, yeah. So now I'm buying a leash because I have to walk them out with leashes. So now I'm over at the kiosk buying the leather leash that I don't need so I can wrap around both dogs because I'm not going to buy two leashes because I have to get these dogs out of here. Willis takes off and I'm like, where the hell did he go? As I'm yelling at Karen, the manager, he's taking a shit in the corner, diarrhea all over the lobby. Well, probably because he had to be back there so long for the de-shedding. He had to go to the bathroom. He's trying to hold it for so long. So now they're like, oh my God, he's pooping everywhere. The lobby is just, a grenade went off. And not just from me yelling at Karen. The manager's now charging me the cleanup crew. I'm on the ground cleaning it. She goes, I'll clean up. I go, no, I'll clean it up. As I'm like, so tell me again about why I'm paying $80 more as I'm scooping up the diarrhea. At this point, another client has walked in the door with his dog. So guess where Daisy goes? Out the door. All of a sudden, the guy goes, oh no, the dog got out. I go, my dog got out. I'm running out of the place. Willis is in, rolling around in his own shit, even though he just got clean. Daisy's out in the middle of the street. And Karen's like, it'll be $120 now with the leash. And I'm like, okay, this is
and heads, now, heads are falling off.
Falling off. So I'm definitely not going to. I can't go anywhere. I'm going to get kicked out of this groomer. I'm telling you, I got nowhere left to go. I'm going to be washing these dogs in the driveway like we used to do with our cars.
Did anyone get video of this? This sounds very comical.
I hope the surveillance did because they're gonna show the police. God, somebody call the police. It's highway robbery. Oh, I mean, Daisy's God. In the highway. It was such a shit show. So when you had sent us a message on the our text chain, and I was like, you're like having this beautiful day and how he's frolicking like in the daffodils and you're like working out. And I was like, well, this is what I'm doing right now. And so
no leashes.
Fuck. I was like, such a shit show. But anyway.
Did you have to pay the $80?
Fuck yeah, I had to pay the $80. And then I was like, I know. And I'm like, and then they're never going to want me to come back there with that diarrhea and that freaking, don't say diarrhea. Let's also lose that word. No one ever wants to hear the full, just went to the bathroom, I think is enough.
My girlfriend, our girlfriend, Sam, she says Rita. She's got the Rita.
Stop. Wait, I don't know. Now I kind of like that.
It's better. Got the Rita.
no, well, I could actually see her saying that. That's great. I'm the regular. Okay.
So that's a story about your kids. Let me give a new segment that we'll have to call Things That I Learned This Week from My Nanny.
Yes,
thank God
yes,
for her.
Yes, yes.
And her amazing quotes that went with this. Jared at dinner said, are you okay if Erin uses these quotes? She said, I don't care. Amazing.
She's so great.
Willis is taking a dump in the
Rita.
Groomer.
Rita
Mac
the
is taking a dump in his pants. And so yep. I was like, all right. My guy doesn't like to be changed. We kind of scream our head off a little bit. So it's kind of like you got to go dine and dash, you know, change and dash. You got to hurry up so the screaming stops. So Jared's holding
NASCAR
the pacifier. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Get it all ready. So this was a big one. It was a big dump. And I, you know, you got to quickly, all right, here we go. Here's the drill. Here's
Buckle
what
up.
She has taught us. She goes, I'm going to get you. Wait, I wrote it down. Your first wipe, you want to smear that shit down. Yep, that's one of the things she said. Okay.
These are so the new quotes by Erin Andrews, the mother. That
no,
shit, you got to wipe it
nanny.
Down.
Okay, she's amazing. So she was saying, you're going to get the most use out of that one diaper, and I'm going to help you with it. And so, okay, so here we go. Open it up. Wow, you've made a mess. You're going to take the first part of the diaper that's right under his belly and you're gonna wipe him down so you get that first bit of crap and then you fold it, she said, like a sandwich. My problem is when I was doing it and he was screaming his head off, I grabbed his ankles like a chicken and I went to go pull him up. Jared's holding him with the pacifier and there was stuff all on his little bum and back, so it was like doing it. I heard Jared go, whoa. And I go afterwards, I go, was that really aggressive? He goes, it was kind of on his neck. And I said to our nanny, how do I?
Because you pulled him up. So you pulled him up so much that he's like this, like pulling back. Okay.
And I heard his dad go, whoa. And I literally go to her, I go, what do I do? And she goes, he doesn't need to be a flying chicken. I've seen those Cirque du Soleil positions before. He's not old enough for that yet. When she said that at the dinner table, I started crying. She said, first, your first wipe is your diaper and you want to smear that shit down. So, it, you know, oh God,
I love
I'm
it.
Learning
I can see
so
her
much.
Saying that too. Oh my God, the Cirque du Soleil positions. I know, yeah. The baby.
She's a dirty baby. I know.
My God. It's so great. I can only imagine. I'm making this a new segment. What Aaron has learned this week. So you're now getting more proficient in the dirty diapers. Now, what does our sweet gal say? Because this was always the thing for me where in the diaper, making sure that the little elastic bands on the outside, like rule number one, that those aren't like tucked in, because that's why they have to be out, is so that
by his leggies.
Yeah. Making sure that those are out.
Fluff them out. Almost like fluffy panties. Like, come here. Fluff them fluffy out. And the other panties. Thing is another
what
thing.
What kind of panties are you wearing?
Fluffy ones.
Fluffy.
Another thing we learned is you want them to wear bigger diapers so you don't have those blowouts.
Oh.
When you have the smaller diapers, that's when your crap is getting everywhere.
Okay. Okay.
Again, these are all things I am learning weekly, daily by our savior, our girl.
Oh my God. It makes my heart so happy. Like every time I see you or you send a picture, I'm just like, it's happening. Like we've talked about this for so long.
It's
and like
been happening.
It's happening. I just love it so much. It like warms my heart. Dominique was over here yesterday and we were just talking about like seeing you in that way, like makes us so, no, because it's like, you know, and then you're always going to be you, but just there's like this like softness about you now because of like your mom, Aaron. That's so sweet.
There's no softness
except
when
don't
I accidentally
ask that Connie
grab
lady
him
at the PBR.
I know. Yeah. There's no softness when I grab his ankles and pull him up and his dad's like, whoa. And I was like, sorry. Keep him off his head.
Hey,
he wasn't
learning.
On his head.
No, I'll tell you who's off with their head is the woman at the freaking groomer place. All right, sister, I love you. Our time is
love
up.
You too.
I love you guys. Thank you for listening. If you have any headlines, I saw this headline and we can't get into it because we have to go. Identical twin guys married identical twin sisters and they had
girls.
A baby. Well, not together.
They both did. Yeah.
That's insanity.
Insanity. Yep.
If anyone knows twins that married twins, and I mean, like, yeah. I need more information on this. And like, also, like, is there any stories? This is some pregame questions. Like, have you ever dated a twin or like I'm wildly entertained.
I never have.
I've never dated a twin, but like Glazer's always with like his, you know, his soon to be wife. And then they're with a twin. It's like, and then they look and I'm like, how is this all? I have so many questions about, or like, have you, I don't know. I just, that's going to be some of my topics for next week. Cause I'm interested. Also a tease for next week. Remember the story about the neighbor, that dickhead neighbor of mine and the fence and moving the fence like 3 inches. Guess what, folks? We got new neighbors and oh boy, is it a story.
So they sold the house.
Oh, no, they couldn't sell the house because it's a shitty house. But we've got renters in there. And oh, boy.
Steve upgrade or
is
downgrade?
In rare form. Oh, no, better. Anything's better than what was there before. Those other people were just the builders and they, whatever. Steve is in rare form with these neighbors. I mean, it's getting real weird. And so I can't wait to talk about it. Love you guys. Submit all questions,
love
comments,
you.
And concern, headlines. And I will be out of office for the next 7 days. So I won't be responding to anything. Goodbye.
Read the reply. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts,
if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.